T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Live from Texadelphia in Memorial, Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Stoerner and the Show.
Welcome back in as we are live. Clint will be on momentarily, but we're here out here live at Texadelphia. I-10, better not say interstate for somebody coming. I mean, this dude came up to me, Chris, like, hey, man, it's I-10. It ain't interstate. I mean, hold on, man. What the hell does I stand for? I know he's listening to right now, and I'm talking right to you. I hope you're listening. Honk your horn right now. Well, actually, don't do that. Don't scare nobody. But I know he's listening. What does I stand for? Interstate. Get up out of here, man. Get in here, man. Just trying to come in here. No, it's I-10. Okay. I-10 off of Bunker Hill. So come on out here and enjoy yourself. Anytime, man. TV's everywhere. The food is great, as we've said before, man, and it is a great spot. But I'm going to tell you what. A lot is going on today with Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban, and we'll get to it. But the Rockets did have a big day the other day. They got the number 3 pick in the draft, and I think this is something that is my thought to anybody, even if you're just a casual fan, even if you're. You're right. Like right now, I wonder how many people in here have watched a Rockets game all the way through this year. My man right here just shook me off like I put down a slider and he wanted a fastball. Every single person in Texadelphia has shook me off. They have not watched a Rockets, didn't watch any of the 82 Rockets games all the way through. Maybe clicked on it. I know, Chris, you have. I know, Chris, you're a Rockets an NBA nut like I am. I know you chimed in a couple of times and watched them. Did you? I would hope so.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say all 82, but definitely saw a good amount of games.
No, but you watch. But yeah. You watch some games. You watch start to finish. Right. You're an NBA fan. You're a Rockets fan, and I know there are some hardcore Rockets fans. I could hear Brandon Scott right now. He's probably going to text me right now. Hey, man, I'm there at every game. Yeah, I know. But I think for the bulk of people, like. Hey, man, the Rockets got to do something here. They got to start winning, right? And I know there are some people like, you're really excited about the young core. And yeah, you like the young core. And Jalen Green, shout out to him. He made first team all rookie. And Sagoon is somebody who is starting to have a legend. And a lot of people are upset he didn't make it, at least a second team all rookie. And KP, you know, Kevin Porter, he needs to really cut that Akeem from Coming to America thing that he's got off his head. Thank God he let that go. But, I mean, there is some promise to some of these young guys. Josh Christopher could be a really good defender on a good team. But, like, we're to a point where, hey, man, y'all got to start doing some winning. Like, yeah, we could be excited about these young guys, but y'all have had the worst record in the sport the last 2 years in a row. At some point, hey, we gotta see something. At some point, you got to do something, and that's why I'm intrigued by what Rafael Stone said, the GM for the Rockets. And he said, yeah, Chris, we're going to be a better team. Whether we use that pick 3 or we trade it, we're going to be a better team. And I said, uh-oh, what is he talking about? You don't just accidentally, as a GM, bring in trade, just like Nick Saban didn't accidentally drive the car over Jimbo Fisher. You don't accidentally, when you're talking to media as the general manager, bring up the word trade if that ain't a thought. Because let's be real, this is a draft where it's a four-player draft that people are really excited about. And yeah, there's some guys that will come up to go get that. And then there are always, Chris, as you know, every year, unhappy stars that are looking to move.
Oh, definitely.
I can think of at least two. Oh, right? I can think of at least three in my head right now that are unhappy.
Phoenix
Joel
Suns.
Embiid, potentially, because of James Harden. DeAndre Ayton, does they fit the category? They won't pay him in Phoenix. And to me, I don't know how Donovan Mitchell keeps looking at Rudy Gobert in Utah and wanting to make this work. And I don't know that Donovan wants to keep living in Salt Lake. All right, I don't know that for sure. I just wonder, does he want to keep living in Salt Lake? It's pretty, but come on now. He seems like a gentleman that does a lot of PlayStation in his house. That's what he seems like he does a lot of. And I'm telling you, here in Houston, all of them can enjoy themselves, weather-wise and everything. This is a beautiful city that you can enjoy yourself. And I just look at those guys, and when he brings up trade, he brought it up. I didn't bring it up. Chris didn't bring it up. Clint didn't bring it up. He brought it up. He said trade. I like the thought. I know there are some people out there who are like, no, keep building young. Keep building young. And I want to check in and hear that right now. 713-572-4610. Text in. Are you someone who's like, hey, I'm willing to listen on a trade for the Rockets to go get a veteran star player as opposed to using this third pick to get one of skinny-ass Chet Holmgren, Auburn's Jabari Smith, Paolo Banchero, or then Jalen Ivey, a lot of people like out of Purdue there. So, which one are you willing to do? Are you willing to see the Rockets go and get a guy? Because I think at some point, man, you could be happy about the young dudes, but y'all can't keep losing 60 games. Like, y'all can't come out here with these 20 and 60 records or whatever that is. That adds up too. Like, I feel like we're at a place where the Rockets need to take a turn to winning, or they're about to lose folks. Like, they're about to lose folks who just are not caring. I know a lot of people complain about James Harden, but, man, he had you in the playoffs 8 straight years. He had you relevant all the time. Like, people are going to roll through. And I see this from the text line, 832, Chris, build through the draft. Build through the draft. Oh, man, are you really? Like, how many fans out here are willing to wait again for another? Hey, they won 24 games this year. Who is ready for the Rockets to start doing something? Right? Like, we've reached a point where, hey, man, Steven Silas is a really young, promising coach. He just lost and was the worst record the last 2 years. Hey, man, we really like Jalen Green. He was okay. Do we need to get him a running mate? I don't know. Where are you at on this, Chris? As I see some people coming in, where are you at on this, Chris, in terms of, do you want the Rockets to go after a free agent? Are you willing to hear that to trade the number 3 overall pick? Or are you one that wants to get one of those players in the draft and say, let's keep building these young guys?
I say let's keep building these young guys. I mean, you got a top 3 pick. Like you said, it's a 4-player draft. So why not take one of these guys and then just build off of that? Not only that, but you also have the 17th pick. So, I mean, you can also maybe get a player like Jalen Duran, excuse me. He from Memphis.
A big
down there.
From Memphis, yeah.
Exactly.
A big, yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know.
I'm going to tell you what right now. As you said, they got picks 3 and 17, Chris. I trade both of them right now for Ayton. But if you tell me DeAndre Ayton, and I know I got to pay him all of it, I trade 3 and 17 right now for DeAndre Ayton. And I'm going to put DeAndre Ayton, a big who's ready to go, who is 23 years old, ready to roll already. He's played in the finals. He's battle-tested. He's had to deal with that asshat Chris Paul all over himself that nobody wants to be around. I mean, you talk about adversity. It's just adversity messing with that little big man every day in practice. He's been through it. Like, he's ready to go. I would trade 3 and 17 right now for 23-year-old DeAndre Ayton and pay him. And I would – you tell me Ayton and Green – that's the start I want to make. I think in the Western Conference, if Jalen Green is who we think he can be. And hell, I'm gonna be honest, Brandon Scott, if Jalen Green is who you say he is, would you say he could be a mix of, oh, you think he is like the Ja Morant, the Booker type of guy? If he's that, him and Ayton, come on, man. That is a crew that you could see in the playoffs very, very soon in the West. The toughest conference is the East right now. In the West, the play-in, yes. The Spurs got in. The play-in, yes. I can see them in that. Someone texted 2-1. Ayton just got destroyed on defense last 2 years in the playoffs. So get out of here. He's in the playoffs. DeAndre Ayton, 23. I would do it right now. They have got to move to a space where they are winning something or they're losing. I'm in a bar, a restaurant bar, and there is not one person in here who watched one single Rocket game from start to finish. Because they're out on them. There's no reason for them. They've got to do something to bring in. You got some young core, you got the number 2 pick in Green. Bam, you're at it. Now use what you can use. And I'm telling you, man, I'm not sitting here saying Green and DeAndre Ayton is a championship team next year. I think you are starting to put yourself in a playoff-level place, and you can still add. And you got a lot of young cats. Man, I like that. And I think we're just scratching the surface on both Ayton and Green. I'm in for that. Yeah, they can have Christian Wood too. I'm in for that. Ayton Green, like I'm just saying, you're looking at that, and when the GM brings up the word trade, the number 3 pick, like he ain't do that on accident. He did that for a reason. Definitely. All right, coming up, we'll jump back in. Yeah, he did that for a reason. We'll jump back into this big story. And the thought of what Clint was talking about, it's an interesting thing. The thought of what Clint is talking about is most people see this as a good thing for college football. Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban going at it. He sees it as a bad thing. We'll discuss his thoughts on that coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.